Sandy, what do you think?
I think you're asking the wrong guy. I know about work and hope and putting a nut away for the GDR. He grinned. In Troop D, everyone talked very seriously about the GDR as though it were some complicated subdivision of law enforcement. It actually stood for Golden Days of Retirement. I think it might have been Huddy Royer who first started talking about the GDR. I also know about preserving the chain of evidence so no smart defense attorney can kick your legs out from under you in court and make you look like a fool. Beyond that, I'm just another confused American male.
At least you're honest, he said.
But was I? Or was I begging the goddamn question? I didn't feel particularly honest right then. I felt like a man who can't swim looking at a boy who is floundering in deep water. And once again, Shed B caught my eye. Is it cold in here? This boy's father had asked back in the once upon a time back in the day. Is it cold in here or is it just me? No, it hadn't been just him.
What are you thinking about, Sandy?
Nothing worth repeating, I said. What are you doing this summer?
Huh? What are you doing this summer?
It wouldn't be golfing in Maine or boating on Lake Tahoe, that was for sure. Scholarship or no scholarship, Ned was going to need all of the old folding green he could get. County Parks and Rec again, I suppose, he said with a marked lack of enthusiasm. I worked there last summer until, you know, until his dad. I nodded.
I got a letter from Tom McClanahan last week saying he was holding a place open for me. He mentioned coaching Little League, but that's just the carrot on the end of the stick. Mostly it'll be swinging a spade and setting out sprinklers, just like last year. I can swing a spade, and I'm not afraid of getting my hands dirty, but Tom...
He shrugged instead of finishing.
I knew what Ned was too discreet to say. There are two kinds of work-functional alcoholics. Those who are just too fucking mean to fall down, and those so sweet that other people go on covering for them way past the point of insanity. Tom was one of the mean ones, the last sprig on a family tree full of plump county hacks going back to the 19th century. The McClanahans had fielded a senator, two members of the House of Representatives, half a dozen Pennsylvania representatives, and Statler County trough hogs beyond counting. Tom was, by all accounts, a mean boss with no ambition to climb the political totem pole. What he liked was telling kids like Ned, the ones who had been raised to be quiet and respectful, where to squat and push. And, of course, for Tom, they never squatted deep enough or pushed hard enough.
"Don't answer that letter yet," I said. "I want to make a call before you do."
I thought he'd be curious, but he only nodded his head. I looked at him sitting there holding the letter on his lap and thought that he looked like a boy who has been denied a place in the college of his choice instead of being offered a fat scholarship incentive to go there. Then I thought again. Not just denied a place in college, maybe, but in life itself. That wasn't true. The letter he'd gotten from Pitt was only one of the things that proved it. But I've no doubt he felt that way just then. I don't know why success often leaves us feeling lower-spirited than failure, but I know it's true. And remember that he was just 18, a Hamlet age if there ever was one. I looked across the parking lot again at Shed B, thinking about what was inside. Not that any of us really knew.